Good morning. It's 10:01, and Brian Perez here along with Robert Baltadano, and we have another guest on the phone as we continue to celebrate the life and ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith, who went home to be with the Lord yesterday morning, Thursday, October 3rd. And we really do miss him. You really do miss him. We know because of all of the comments and things that you've posted on our Facebook page, also all the comments that you've called in and the messages that you've left on our on the special voicemail number that we set up, and it's just touching, to say the least. But we do have a guest on the line right now, and it's one of the pastors that you hear on K-Wave. In fact, it's the pastor that you hear on most of the K-Wave radio network at this time of day, every weekday morning. It is Pastor Ed Ray of the Packing House in Redlands. Good morning, Pastor Ed.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Wonderful.
Great. Thanks Excellent. So much for calling.
Oh, my pleasure. My joy.
Now, you know, as we've been, basically celebrating the life of Pastor Chuck, and pastors are calling in just to share their thoughts about Pastor Chuck and how the Lord used Pastor Chuck in their personal life, in their ministry. Why don't you start off by just talking about just the impact that he had in your personal life?
It'd be my honor. Well, my story probably is the same as many of your listeners this morning. It was about 1971 or two, and I was not a believer. In fact, I was an atheistic scientist at the time. And it was a weekend evening. It was in Costa Mesa, and it was warm, and there was this tent set up, and it was crowded, and there were a lot of kids there. And of course, I was a lot younger than I am today. And they were going to church, and they were excited about it, and I'd never seen anything like that in my life. I thought, that's strange. And then this big, smiling bear of an older guy came out. What's the old guy doing here, I'm thinking. But he had this Hawaiian shirt on and a smile as big as the Pacific Ocean. And again, I didn't believe in God, but this smiling old guy just spoke for a couple of minutes, and he talked about love. And I'd gone to church as a kid, but I'd never heard a pastor talk about God's love and grace. I'd heard the word, but this when this guy said it, it obviously meant something different to him than what I'd ever heard before. And then he sat down, and this band came up, and I thought, oh no, a Christian band. This is going to be embarrassing.
Another Here comes the choir.
But it was this group called Love Song. And these guys were amazing. And I was a musician, and I thought, everything about this is like a different world. This is otherworldly. And they did very good music, great vocals. Kids were into it. And I'm surrounded by long hairs with beards and very, very hip folks. And then the old guy comes out again. And he just doesn't fit. He's bald, and he doesn't have a beard, and he's not wearing a tie-dye shirt, and no beads or anything weird. But he's got this smile. And by the time he was through talking about God as a father, I was melted, and I went up to talk to him, and he said a couple of things that I couldn't get away from for weeks, and several weeks later, I finally gave my heart to the Lord. But I know God used him in a way that I'm going to be eternally grateful. I'm going to be one of those guys standing up in heaven saying, next to him saying, thank you, Chuck. Thank you for eternity, for opening this door for me. So that was my initial impression of this amazing man.
Wow. An atheist came
Complete
to the
atheist,
Lord
because working of, in a laboratory, biochemist. I had convinced myself that there was no God, because if there was a God, then I might be responsible for all the bad things that I'd said and done. So let's just discount that there even is one. And evolution made that easy, right? So you could explain that all away. But it was the love of God through Pastor Chuck that just grabbed me and pulled me in.
And that's the reason atheists refuse to believe in God, because then they have to be accountable for their...
Well, I couldn't tell you about all of them, but that certainly was was really going on in my heart. You, of course, had you asked me at that time, I never would have admitted that, but that was what was really going on. If there's a God, then I'm going to stand before him someday, and I'm going to be responsible for all this. Let's just say there isn't one, and do what you want to do.
Now, what led you to plant a church and start a church?
Well, I'm kind of a second generation. I'm one of Chuck's grandchildren more than his child, even though I came through him. But one of the guys, Don McClure, came to Redlands, and where I pastor today at the Packing House. And we first service was at the University of Redlands, and a little class, and there were less than 20 of us in a classroom, psychology department, which I thought was hilarious. It was my alma mater, and I knew people there. And then Don had the nerve to ask me to come on staff, which I told him that was impossible. You know, I was running a hospital laboratory by that time. I was doing research for a major pharmaceutical corporation. You know, God's doing other things with me. God broke through and told me I was supposed to do that. Went down and talked with Pastor Chuck, and I remember he smiled, and as he always did, right?
Yeah.
He smiled. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I studied pre-med, and God told me that he wanted me to be used in helping people eternally. And I said, that's really strange. I'd never heard that story before, because God had spoken to me just a few weeks earlier when I was walking around a hospital upset because someone who I had saved their life a few months earlier had just come back in and died, 19-year-old. And I said, God, why in the world did you have me save this person's life only to have them die a few weeks, a couple months later? And very clearly the Holy Spirit said, would you like to heal people temporarily or eternally?
Yeah.
And I had no idea that that's the same thing God had said to Chuck many, many years before. And when he said that to me, it just confirmed that I needed to do this thing. And then it began a relationship that I wish was closer. You know, we're 50 miles away, 60 miles away, but... So I don't have as many stories of those personal encounters, but let me tell you this about Chuck. He was here just a few months ago and spoke, and he walked up to me, hadn't seen him for more than a year. He said, Pastor Ed, how are the grandchildren, Aria and Cade? And I looked at him and I thought, how many people does this man know? And then not only does he know my grandchildren's name and my children's name and my wife's name, and then people in the church started coming up that he had pastored 30 years earlier who had moved out here to Redlands, and he knew. I stood there listening to this man just hug people and ask them about their children and their grandchildren, and I thought, this is the consummate pastor. This man loves people. Lord, help me to love people like this man loves people. And I'm sure we all have stories like that, because he's just had this amazing intellect that he never talked about, he never bragged about, but my goodness, what a mind.
Yeah, and now, so once you got into the ministry, you know, obviously, Pastor Chuck, like you were saying, you know, the love that he had. I mean, grace is what we've been taught, right? The grace of Jesus Christ. And Pastor Chuck is a man of grace, a great man of God. And how did that impact your ministry and where you're at today in what you do and how you minister to the people? What is that one thing that you can say, you know what, this is definitely something that Pastor Chuck really, really, you know, drilled in my heart and has become an influence in your own ministry?
Well, his acceptance of anyone on that very first night played out all the way through my life and continues here at the church I serve in. I learned from him that if you judge a book by the cover, you're going to miss the part that God loves. Mm. And he had this way of disarming you so immediately, within 30 seconds of talking with you. And I think we're being tried in that area. It's not long-haired and tied-dyed, long-haired and tie-dyed T-shirts today. It's tattoos mm-hmm. and piercings and purple hair and angry folks, angry young people, and maybe gays, lesbians, etc. Yeah. And they wear it as a badge, just daring you to say something. Well, that's really the way it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
But Chuck just blew past all that. And I'm trying to do that. We're trying to do what he modeled for us all, right?
Yeah.
And it's an impossible task. But and don't misunderstand. He was a sinner, right? We understand that he was just a man. But
right.
He actually walked it. He lived what he taught. And how many people do you know you can say that about? That they actually do the things that they say.
Right.
That's been my experience for 40 years.
That quote that you mentioned, Pastor Ed Ray, I'm writing it down here, because if you judge a book by its cover, you'll miss the part God loves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's just amazing.
That's Chuck Smith.
That's Pastor Chuck.
Yeah.
All right, Pastor Ed Ray of the Packing House in Redlands, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts this morning about Pastor Chuck and his ministry and his life and how it impacted you. And how are things going at Packing House? Here's a question for you. How did the Packing House get its name?
Well, we started in a 1904 Packing House, Sunkist Packing House, called Crown Jewel. We packed enough spiritual fruit in it that we had to build a second one down the street a little bit, but it still houses our school. So, yeah, people ask me, that's not a name for a church. What were you thinking? Well, we're still packing in people, and God's blessed us, and we're doing really well. Thanks.
That's awesome. Pastor Ed, thank you so much for calling this morning.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.